Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we have brand new music from Stephanie Quayle, Brandon Wray, and Olivia Lane. And today's guest co-host, y'all are in for a treat. She is one of my absolute dearest friends on this planet. We met at this past year's National Universe Awards, and like I said, y'all are just gonna love her. This should be a fun show, folks. And with that being said, let's welcome this week's guest co-host. My lovely friend, Miss Tiffany Ashton, to the show. Hey, Tiffany, how are you?
Hey, guys. Hi, it's great to talk with you, Cody. I'm glad to be on the show today. So excited.
Thank you for helping me out today. Like I said...
of course.
Like I said in the intro, and you already know this, but you are one of my absolute dearest friends on this planet.
Oh, my goodness, Cody, you are so sweet. No, you are amazing. You are awesome, my friend.
What do you say we jump into things and go back to last week and see where we let things up with the countdown?
Yeah, no, seriously, let's get to it. Come on.
All right. At number three last week was the brand new one from my friend Honey County, and the new one Cell of the Summer.
Mm-hmm.
At number two last week was just missing out on her sixth career number one was Morgan Miles with her a brand new one, A New Love, and at number one last week. For the second time, my friend Jill Ivory with her brand new one, Love My Mess. So that's where we left off last week.
Is awesome. Such good music.
It is, and speaking of Morgan, I actually met Morgan too at Nashville Universe,
she is so talented, and she performed. And do you remember her performing on that stage? She was all over it. It was so cool.
She was incredible. I mean, that song that she did sounded just as good live as it did on the record, and that's hard to do.
I agree. And she is such a sweet person, too. So sweet.
Yes, she is. I was there with my mom and my aunt, who you met.
Yes. And they're both sweethearts, too.
Thank you. And Morgan comes up to me. I think I was looking at my phone or something. And then I look up and there's Morgan. I'm like, wait, what's happening right now? Speaking of National Universe, you, my friend, took home a pretty important award.
Yes, I took home the National Universe Rising Star for 2018 award. And man, that night, I tell you what, it was a night to remember for sure. And having you there was so awesome, Cody. It really was. I mean, you do so much for the country community, especially the independent country artist community. Like, we really appreciate you. Thank you for what you do.
Well, I appreciate that. And believe it or not, my mom actually predicted that you would win that award, believe it or not.
Did she? Oh, my gosh. That is so sweet. And your family is so wonderful,
that.
Too. Yes, and you posted that picture this week, too, of us when we first met. I mean, the Nashville Universe Awards were the first time that we met in person. And so I didn't realize that they had gotten a picture of that very first moment whenever we hugged. And, oh my goodness. I'm so glad somebody got that.
As I was about to say, my aunt actually snapped that. And I didn't know about it at the time until she texted me the picture, and it had been in my phone for months. So I figured I'd post that for kind of like a throwback Thursday kind of thing. I figured I'd post that of us.
No, yes, it was such a good picture. I'm so glad she got that. What a moment! What a moment! And honestly, what a night, you know. So thankful to the National Universe Award.
When the nominations came out, and I saw that I was nominated in the first round with Betsy Spina, Bobby Bones, I mean, Cody Allen.
Oh.
I'm seriously thinking, is this some kind of a cruel joke right now, you know?
No, Cody. We all really appreciate you in the independent artist community. We do.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, I try not to pat myself on the back too much, but
that's the definite pat on the back, trust me. And, you know,
that nomination, it was validation that I'm doing something right in the industry.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, just being able to have you there was awesome.
Yeah, and what do you say we go ahead and kick off this week's countdown?
I think that would be an awesome idea. Let's do it.
All right. At number three, this week is brand new from Olivia Lane. This is called You Got Me, at number three on Indie Country Radio.
Yay.
Here we go.
Sometimes no matter how hard you try, this life's gonna be unfair sometimes. Looking at me like you wanna know why. Baby, you got me. You got me. I don't know why the wind that blows ain't ever at our back, or the road that we're rolling on ain't ever flat. It turns and it twists. Don't know what the answer is, but you got me. When the pieces don't fall together, when you wish your best. Green and the ends don't meet, and the prayers you're sending up
got me.
And at number three this week, that was Olivia Lane with You've Got Me on Indie Country Radio. What'd you think of that song, Tiffany?
Oh, I loved that. I loved it. Olivia is so talented. I actually saw her for the first time at CRS a couple years ago, Country Radio Seminar. And her live show performances are so good, too. She's really energetic.
Oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've wanted to apply to CRS and go for the longest time. I've wanted to go to a CRS and just do interviews, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, it's an amazing experience. So many industry professionals and talented artists. And, I mean, it's a great atmosphere. There's so much to learn. And, of course, it's a lot of radio people just all getting together and learning different things and feeding off of one another. And, you know, it's great. You really should, Cody. It's a great time.
You know, and that would actually help me learn more about radio than I already do, because I don't know if you know this, but I started this show with zero radio experience whatsoever.
Wow. None? Like,
zero.
No radio experience?
I mean,
wow.
None whatsoever. I mean, I'd always loved broadcast radio because a good buddy of mine used to call minor league baseball games for our local minor league team, and I'd listen to him pretty much every night. So I kind of credit him with getting me started in broadcast radio. But no, I mean, prior to the show, I had no experience in radio whatsoever.
Wow, you're doing a great job, Cody.
I appreciate that.
Great job.
So, I noticed an interview that you did this morning. I think it was this morning. And you've got some.
It was yesterday morning.
You've got some pretty awesome stuff coming up yourself, don't you?
Yes. Things have been going really well. Yesterday morning, I was on WCNBC for my region of North Carolina. It's the Today Show. So I got to share a little bit about Festival in the Park, which I'm playing actually this Sunday from 12 to 1, which is one of the biggest festivals in North Carolina. It's a huge art festival, but they have they have 1,000 performers on 4 different stages, and I'm doing the main stage this weekend. And then next weekend, I'm going to be in Mocksville, North Carolina for Mills Fest. And that's the last show I have in my home state of North Carolina before I'm going to be doing some work out in LA that I can't really say yet, but I'm doing an online commercial with an A-list star. All of that is stuff that I can't quite announce totally yet, but I can say that I am doing that commercial and I'm doing it out in LA. It's going to be a really cool time. I also have a documentary that is being filmed, a French documentary, about me and a lot of my work in Nashville. So that's really exciting. That's coming up in October. And really, the next big show that I've got scheduled, in light of the fact that I'm going to be out in LA and doing a lot of work in Nashville and I've been recording, is New Year's Eve at Opryland. So I'm doing Big Night Nashville there. I'm on the main stage. I did it last year as well, and they asked me back this year. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge event. Huge. Hey, are you going to be in Nashville for New Year's? Do you know?
I'm not, but I'm going to be in Nashville October 15th because I'm co-hosting the award show.
Oh, perfect. I may be there that time working with the French documentary, and I'd love to catch up with you then. That'd be
awesome.
Super cool. And awesome. But yeah, so things have been going great. And I've just been really excited, been writing away, writing lots, recording lots. I've got 7 new singles, I believe, that are on their way. So y'all stay tuned for that. There's just there's a lot of things in the works that I'm excited about.
Right. You know, so, and I noticed you said that you're playing a couple of main stages pretty soon. You, my friend, deserve every main stage that you can possibly get on.
Oh, my gosh, Cody, you're sweet. Thank you. I just, you know, I love what I do. I love performing. I love being up and connecting with people. And, you know, it's just when you write songs that you want to share with people, it's like the best feeling in the world to just be able to get to go up there.
Right.
And, you know, the second you start singing, it's not just my song anymore. It's like, it's our song. You know what I mean? So
right.
That kind of,
right. I get it.
Yeah, that kind of connection is just, like, insane. Like, that's what, I mean, that's what I as a performer, like, live for, you know?
Right.
So, anyways, but you're sweet, and I'm sure you get that same feeling with radio, too. I can only imagine
the
amount of people that you get in contact with and, you know,
I mean,
being the person that you are, you know?
There have been times on this show, I'm not going to lie to you, where an artist will get so brutally honest with me that that I have tears in my eyes.
No.
And I don't know why these people open up to me like they do, but I don't take it lightly, and I don't take it for granted at all.
No, yeah, and that's part of the reason, Cody. I mean, you're a really genuine guy, and I'm sure all the artists that come on your show feel that kind of same way and feel that same, you know, vibe about you, and that kind of thing is really, I mean, your kind of personality and the way you talk with all of us and the way you help us out and we like to help you out, like, I mean, it's just the country community really embraces you, Cody, and we really appreciate you, you know, and that's priceless.
It is, and I've been in radio for 6 years total, and the first 2 years, I covered soap operas, believe it or not, the first couple of years. I covered soap operas. and when I made the switch from soaps to music, that question came up. I mean, would the show be embraced by the country community? And not just the listeners, but the country music media. And after 4 years, I have to say that it has. I mean, you know.
It really has, Cody. It really has. And, you know, I think it's more than just the show connecting to people. I think it's you connecting to people. And that is something that it really is. It's priceless.
It is. You know, and I appreciate that.
Of course.
Getting back to the music for a second, you ready to see who's at number 2 this week?
Oh, totally. I'm so ready. What's next?
Awesome. At number 2 this week was my buddy Brandon Ray with his brand new single, Second Thoughts.
Woo, okay. Let's hear it.
Yeah, we had some good times, ended up on good terms, and I can't help but smile when that song comes on the radio. We still got the same friends, I still see you out at parties. Sometimes we get to talking, maybe dancing a little close. Yeah, it makes me think, when we walked away, when we said goodbye, baby, we must have been out of our minds. Oh, when you're leaning up,
up against me, looking at me like you're looking at me right now. Right now, you got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts.
Seems we might have let it go too fast. Called it quits a little too quick. Took back my t-shirt, gave back your vinyl, and moved on. We should be in the same cab, going to the same place, doing what we used to do all night long. When we walked away, when we said goodbye, baby, we must have been out of our minds. Oh, when you're leaning up against me, looking at me like you're looking at me right now. Right now, you got me having second thoughts. 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 Yeah, you got me having second thoughts. When we walked away, when we said goodbye, baby, we must have been out of our minds. Yeah, when you're leaning up against me, looking at me like you're looking at me right now. Right now, you got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts. You got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts.
At number two this week, that was Brandon Ray with A Second Thoughts.
I like that one. I like that one a lot.
I absolutely love that song. I mean, you know, and I played Brandon on the show. I've been playing him for months. And and everything Brandon releases totally and completely outdoes what he released prior to that. It totally outdoes it, you know?
Oh, yeah. And that, as an artist, that's the way you always want to be, is you're trying to, you know, up the creativity, up the, but man, I really like that song. Really, really like that one. And the songwriting.
It's a great
song. Yes, it was.
But going back a little bit to what I was talking about earlier about the show and being in the country industry for as long as I have. When I first started in the country industry, I had a couple of major players in country radio. I mean, we're talking Betsy Spina here. Reach out to me and say, you know what? I got you. You're going to be a rock star in this industry. And for me, that was another pinch me moment for me. I'm like, wait, what?
No, yeah, that's awesome. And hey, you know, just to have that type of support right out the gate, like that is awesome. That is awesome.
And
obviously, they saw what everybody sees now, you know?
You know, and
even in the short time that I've known you, you're such a great person, Cody.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much. I mean, and you know, I've been one of your champions for a long time.
Oh yes, thank you.
Absolutely, but that wasn't cool enough. Like a week after Nashville Universe, I got to interview Betsy Spina on the show.
Oh, that is so cool.
And then.
And how'd it go?
Probably a week after that, I got to interview CMT's Katie Cook.
Oh, now isn't that awesome? And you were telling me that Katie is as sweet as she can be.
Katie is a very dear friend. I actually met her and had lunch with her a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
Is she there, Tiffany?
I think that it broke off a little bit. I didn't get to hear the end of that.
Oh. I actually got to meet and have lunch with Katie a couple of weeks ago, which was great.
That is so cool. Yes. I love watching her on CMT. She seems super nice. And I'm so glad that she sat down with you and talked with you.
I'd always pictured Katie as this larger-than-life kind of figure, you know. But getting to get to know her as a person, and not just for what she does for a living, was great, you know.
Yeah. No. Definitely.
With all that being said, if you liked the Brandon Ray song that we just played,
I love it.
You're gonna love what's at number one this week.
Okay, what's at number one?
All right.
Are you gonna keep it a secret until we hear it, or are you gonna like?
A little side note before we play this. Some artists have some pretty creative names for their fans. Like Carrie Underwood has the Care Bears. A couple artists.
Yeah.
Eric Church has the Church Choir. Well.
I love that. I haven't heard that one. I've heard Care Bears, but Church Choir is new. To me, at least.
The artist at number one this week has the Flock of Quail.
Oh, I love that. So, is it Stephanie Quail?
Yes, this is Stephanie Quail at number one this week with her brand new single, Selfish, on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Taking out this dress, you're gonna
At number one this week, for the first time ever, that was Stephanie Quayle with Selfish.
Wow. Good, good song.
Stephanie has probably one of those or Stephanie has probably one of the purest voices in the industry that I've heard in a long time.
Oh yeah, very, very smooth. Love it. Love it.
So what do you think of the countdown as a whole this week?
I thought it was a great countdown, Cody. I think you brought some really, really good singles to us that, you know, we probably might not have heard elsewhere, you know? And that's what I love about your show. It always, it surprises me. It's great.
That's part of the reason I do this Indie Country Radio show, is to give independent artists another way to get their music out there, and that's also why I decided to bring on guest co-host for the show too. Get everything you're doing out there. I mean, appearances, shows, and stuff like that. So,
yes, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it and how much I appreciate you having me on the show today. Like, this has been so
Absolutely.
Much fun, and I always love hearing the countdown. And it's even more fun when you're on air and you get to talk about them.
And this has happened a couple of times. I would actually, one time I kind of set it up, and another time it just kind of happened organically. But
yeah,
a couple of times I got to surprise an artist on air with their song being number one.
Oh, that's cool. That's super, super cool. I bet
it was one of
the so surprised.
It was one of the coolest experiences probably ever. I mean, they'd be sitting there freaking out, and I did have the biggest smile on my face.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You're going to be one of the first to have the new music when it does come out. I'm excited about the next couple singles.
Awesome.
It's going to be very, very cool. I can't wait to share what I've been working on for the last little while with you guys.
Awesome.
It's
going
to be really cool.
I'm gonna play them on the show as soon as I can.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Cody. Thank you, thank you. And thank
Absolutely.
You for what you do for all of us independent country artists. Like,
Absolutely.
I can't stress it enough how appreciative we are for that.
A singer friend of mine put on Twitter, Instagram it actually was, she said, what makes you guys happy? And for me, what makes me the most happy is seeing good people like yourself succeed. And and being on air with this radio show are two things in this world that probably make me the happiest.
Wow. Well, that's how you know you're right where you need to be. You know?
Absolutely.
And we're thankful for you.
Well, thank you so much for helping me out today. And
of course. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening.
All right. That sounds good. Well, thank you, Cody. Thank you to everyone out there listening. Thanks for joining us today for the countdown. And I hope you guys have a great day. You too, Cody.
All right, you too, girl.
All right, talk to you soon.
And I will absolutely have to have you back for an interview soon.
That would be awesome. That would be so, so cool. Just let me know.
Awesome.
I always love being on air with you.
I'll do it. And I hope to see you in Nashville in October.
Yes, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be great. All right. Well, thank you to everyone
you later,
for listening today. Thank you to Cody for having me. All right.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this kind of extended version of the Indie Country Radio this week. Let's see, Tuesday at 4:30 Central, I think it is, we have the super talented Miss Lauren Anderson joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.